Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 10, The Test.
Tired of being sick all the time? Do you spend much of your money on medical bills? Or maybe you wish to do something more productive with your life? Progenics has the answer to all your problems. Human clinical trials begin soon for the influenza cure. We pay top dollar to get the best candidates. Stop into a Progenics medical facility near you to learn more about becoming a paid clinical volunteer. Come be a part of history. Join us on the path to success. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, a healthier, safer reality. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
Progenics has tampered with forces beyond human comprehension. They are imprisoning supernatural creatures with great power and using them in genetic tests for cures to human ailments. They injected that girl with the DNA of my children, and you have witnessed the result. Yvette Hartman is not only seeking the benefits from medical treatments, she is seeking power. She will not stop until she has all that she desires, and if you refuse to play the part, you will end up like the man on that videotape. Or worse, like the girl.
What do I do now?
Listen very carefully, and do everything that I tell you. The only way to relinquish the stranglehold Progenics has on this world is to ingratiate yourself to them. They must be able to trust in you, Jeremiah. Follow their orders, no matter how depraved, no matter how much it turns your insides. If they do not find any use in you, they will eliminate you. Play their game for now, and I will speak to you again when the time is right.
Where am I? What time is it?
Good evening, Dr. Roberts. I apologize for the rather sudden awakening. I suffered a minor malfunction and lost contact with your workstation. When systems return to normal, I find you in a state of heavy slumber. I have calculated with an 89.5% certainty that the stress of your current position has left you in a fatigued state. After monitoring your vitals, I have allowed enough time for a nominal rest period.
How long was I asleep?
That is hard to estimate. I lost contact with your room at 1646 Eastern Standard Time, and I regained access at 1731. After measuring your brainwave patterns, I allowed for an additional 45 minutes of rest.
Shit! Martha's gonna be worried sick about me. Thank you for waking me, Cure. I should gather my things and...
My apologies, Dr. Roberts. I have been informed by Dr. Watson that you are needed at once for a medical evaluation.
Can't that wait until tomorrow? Or maybe someone else is here that can go help him. I think I've been here since... 7:30 yesterday morning.
Dr. Watson has requested you personally. He wanted me to tell you that your presence is of the utmost importance.
I guess I'll go see what he needs. Where is he, Cure?
Dr. Watson is in examination room 3 down the hall. Please proceed there at once.
I don't know whether I fell asleep from exhaustion or from some other means, but it felt like I was still moving about in a waking nightmare. With any luck, I'd wake up in bed beside my beautiful Martha with the horrific image of that A poor girl with the writhing tentacles spilling from her torn abdomen is a distant recollection. Stepping into the silent hallway gave me chills due to its low lighting and frigid temperature. While walking down the corridor, I thought I felt something rush by me and noticed a swift movement out of the corner of my eye. Yet, no matter where I looked, there was nothing to be found. I felt my heart pounding in my chest and could hear its pulse thump in my ears. Could something be watching me from the shadows down the hallway? I suppose it could just be my imagination or side effects from an artificial intelligence and a supernatural creature constantly probing my mind. I moved as quickly as I could to examination room 3. Upon entering, I noticed it looked much like the exam room where I witnessed the terrifying experiment on Jenny. The biggest difference was the darkness of the room. The fluorescent lighting above shone dimly, giving the room an added, haunted effect. I felt a cold chill creep along my body. Taking a deep breath, I made my way to the center of the room as the door closed behind me.
Please make yourself comfortable. Dr. Watson is finishing up his preliminary medical evaluation on C-479 and should arrive shortly.
Thanks. I think I'll stand. It feels like I've done nothing but sit in front of that monitor for days on end, so sitting is the last thing I want to do right now.
A general scan of your vitals indicates an increase in heart rate and perspiration level. Are you nervous, Dr. Roberts?
Well, I suppose so. I feel like I'm ready, but after everything I've seen, I just don't know what to expect. Also, the fact that you keep measuring my vitals isn't helping my anxiety any.
It is for your own safety. Through your EVIS device, I am able to constantly monitor your vital signs and other essential data. If you are ready to begin, Dr. Watson has asked that I brief you on today's objectives.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Today, genetic testing is scheduled for subject C-479, who has been exposed to the accelerated strain of the H1N1 flu virus. You will be using variant 11, the latest modification to serum A. Current statistics from the research and development team have a shorter success rate of 76.43%. The previous success rate of variant 10 was 58.4%.
That's a pretty high difference in ratings. Sounds like there's been some progress made. Maybe the cure to influenza is closer than expected.
That is my sincerest hope, Jeremiah. How was your nap?
But Dr. Watson, I apologize. I've just been watching the required file footage day after day. I know I shouldn't have fallen asleep like that.
I sincerely hope that genetic research to cure the world of deadly illnesses isn't boring you. If you're not fit for this job, Jeremiah, I'm sure I can find someone else more willing to make the necessary sacrifices.
That won't be necessary, Dr. Watson. I promise it will never happen again.
See that it doesn't.
Cure said you were readying the test subject?
Readying your test subject, Dr. Roberts. Tonight will mark your first true step toward your destiny at Progenics Medical. You will utilize everything that you have learned thus far and conduct the experiment on your own.
I learned plenty from the recordings. I have a lot to consider, but I think I'm ready for this.
I do not completely understand your hesitancy. I'll require more motivation out of you in the future. In order to continue in Division Zero, you must deal only in certainties. This is only the beginning. If you fail to act today, I will have no choice but to remove you from your current role permanently. Do you understand, Jeremiah?
I've devoted my entire career and life towards helping others. I promise that I will not let anyone down. Let us begin now, Dr. Watson.
Very good. I have to forewarn you, C-479 is one of the more interesting specimens. It will appear very human, but it is not. It is a monstrosity. It will do anything to get free. Know this, Jeremiah. This species is nothing more than just another lab animal. Remain vigilant. and be on your guard.
What do you mean?
He speaks of one of my children, Jeremiah. He has tortured him for many months. There is nothing you can do except end his suffering tonight.
C-479 is a monster, a quasi-immortal beast that the retrieval teams found draining a woman's blood vessels dry about 5 months ago. Its only purpose will now be to serve Progenics' need for the creation of the miracle cure. It deserves nothing else.
So, if it isn't human, then what exactly is it? You're telling me this thing I'm about to work with is a vampire or something?
If you wish to call it that, I won't dispute it. However, this is not a creature pulled from the pages of a horror novel. This is a true-to-life being of pure evil, and you must feel no remorse in your actions.
It's not that I don't believe you, but even though I've just recently witnessed some strange things, it still seems a bit difficult to take in.
Remember who offered you this job, Dr. Roberts. If it were not for me, you would still be recording data found staring down the end of a microscope and listening to the inane babblings of barbecues and weekend drinks from your former colleague, Andrew.
You mean Anthony?
Do not make me regret my choice to promote you, Jeremiah. I will remain in the adjacent room and will be monitoring you. Throughout the experiment, you are to address Cure and not myself.
Remember, you must prove your usefulness lest you become one of their next experiments.
Cure, bring up C-479.
Yes, Dr. Watson.
The floor of the isolated chamber opened to either side, and a platform rose from the circular opening, bringing with it a metal examination table. The entire process reminded me of poor Jenny. However, this time, there was a humanoid figure strapped down. The subject, or monster, was a few inches under 6 feet in height and looked extremely malnourished. He did not struggle and stared out at me from bloodshot eyes. Of Hispanic descent, his tan skin color was flushed and looked mottled with gray patches due to his condition. He looked no older than a teenager, and appeared unthreatening. For a moment, I froze. None of this made sense. There was nothing frightening about him. I could never imagine a vampire, if they existed, looking like this. In fact, I began to wonder if Elijah made up the entire story to get me to experiment on a helpless human being. Then again, Bellatrix did say that this was his offspring. Would he lie to me just to get revenge for his imprisonment?
You may begin now, Dr. Roberts.
All right, Cure, run general diagnostics on subject C-479. Report vitals and progression of the H1N1 accelerated virus.
At once, Doctor.
The entire time that Cure scanned the boy's body, he, or it, kept staring at me. Never saying a word, he continued to glare out at me as if he were looking for my weaknesses. Even though his gaze chilled me to the bone, I remained calm.
Scans indicate that C-479's vitals are stable. Heart rate is approximately 10 beats per minute above average, and blood pressure is a bit low at 102 over 65. This is probably due to malnutrition and recent sedation, which has begun to wear off. Should I inject another sedative?
No, I think it's best to wait and see how he reacts before giving him another round. Please prepare variant 11 for injection.
At once, Dr. Roberts.
Cure, how do I speak with the patient?
Touch the control panel attached to the isolation chamber so that it reads your microchip and follow the directions on screen.
Can you hear me? My name is Dr. Roberts. I'm here to help you. You are sick with influenza, and I will be giving you an injection to help cure you.
My child must suffer no longer. You must end his suffering, Jeremiah.
I promise no harm will come to you. Just stay calm and trust in me. I shuddered slightly at those last words. How many times had I heard the radio and television ads spout that similar line? Trust in Progenics Medical. I wasn't sure who or what to trust at this point. I felt frayed at both ends, pulled and stretched apart by the will of Progenics and the voice of Bellatrix in my head. As I pondered what to do next, my thoughts were drawn back to the patient. I glanced back to find him still staring at me. His eyes were filled with pulsing blood vessels, surrounding onyx pupils that locked suddenly with mine. Something came over me. My body was momentarily paralyzed, and I could feel something breach and enter the recesses of my mind. I heard a voice whisper in a strange, guttural tongue, but I could not make out the words. I barely held on with the last strands of mental fortitude, but I did not lose complete control of my consciousness. Yet, my vision began to blur, and I lost control of my movements. I watched a fuzzy image of a hand reaching out and touching the control panel. I heard a doorway suddenly open. I tried to stop myself from moving forward, but I could not control my arms or legs. I approached the young man, whose eyes stared up at me with a primal need, a thirst for sustenance. No matter how hard I tried to resist, my body approached the examination table and slowly leaned in, my neck craned toward him. As self-awareness began to slip away, I could barely hear the beeps and hums of the machinery. Suddenly, I began to feel something entirely different. I felt him. I felt the pulses of his heart. I felt each shallow breath. And I also felt the presence of the H1N1 virus inside his body like a parasite. I can't explain in words what was happening, but somehow I could almost communicate with the virus. My head and neck drew closer to C-497. I felt its rapid breathing against the skin of my neck, the brush of his lips. I could not give up. I had to regain control. The first attempts to combat the creature's unyielding will were unsuccessful. Despite its weakened physical state, there was no overpowering its mind. I was slipping further and further away, and as hope escaped me, an image of Martha and our baby boy flashed in my mind. I saw their faces and wished I could tell them that I loved them both. Then, all at once, I could see again. I blinked several times to regain focus. As I became fully aware of my proximity to the beast, I threw myself backward onto the floor. Weak from the effect of its spell, I managed to crawl backwards as fast as my exhausted body would allow. As I stood up, I stumbled toward the control panel and reclosed the door. I could hear Cure's voice, as mechanical and uncaring as ever, as I tried to catch my breath.
I await your next command, Dr. Roberts.
Right. Is Serum A fully prepped?
Yes, Doctor.
Bring up the genetic structure of Serum A side by side with the RNA structure of the altered H1N1 virus.
Of course, Doctor.
Cure, can I make adjustments through this panel and then have the modified genetic solution prepared for injection?
It will take a few moments for my systems to alter the prepared serum sample. However, I can do as you ask.
My fingers did their best to keep up with my racing mind. Somehow, while I was linked with the patient, I could feel the genetic coding of the virus itself. And now, beyond all logical comprehension, I was modifying the genetic key to match the virus's intricate lock. When I had finished, I listened to the whir of the machinery as Cure prepared the new genetic serum.
The altered formula, variant 12 of Serum A, is now ready for injection.
Administer at once.
Serum A has been administered as requested.
Closely monitor C479's vitals. Past adverse reactions usually started within the first few minutes of the injection. Bring up a visual scan of his body on screen so that I can view the new serum's effectiveness in real time to see how it affects the virus. I track the serum's progress with clenched fists as it spread throughout the subject's body via bloodstream. I knew I had only one chance to succeed, or Elijah would not let me walk out of here alive. After a few moments, what I witnessed was simply astounding. It was a miracle! Almost immediately, the serum's reaction brought about a change in the subject's condition. As the genetic cure did its work, C479's vitals started to stabilize, and physical symptoms of the H1N1 influenza virus began to subside almost as fast as they had begun. The new serum worked! The miracle cure had finally been created! And I was the one to alter and administer it.
Variant 12 of Serum A has effectively altered the virus's genetic structure. C479's vitals are stable. I will continue to monitor, but it appears that Serum A Variant 12 is a success.
Do not allow Progenix to torture my son any longer. You must destroy him, Jeremiah. Trust me! I am the only true savior of your world from the devious plans of Progenix. You must end it now!
Cure, I need access to the room's lighting.
Access granted. You may adjust luminescence levels on the control screen in front of you.
While controlled by that thing, I could sense more than just its heart rate and desire to feed. I could feel its love of the darkness, its fear of the light. If this really was a vampire, and given its eagerness to bite into my neck, then perhaps a quick burst of UV light would turn it to ash. Put it out of its misery quickly. I switched on and amplified the entirety of the room's lights all at once, and I strained to see through squinted eyelids. What I saw next caused my skin to crawl. Those eyes, still looking toward me, finally clenched closed, and smoke began to rise from every inch of his exposed flesh. I watched on with a horror-stricken face as his body began to burn and turn black. Thankfully, I had resealed the doors to isolate the stench of burning flesh. The creature, the boy, tried to scream, but its lips, its tongue, its throat burned up at the exposure to the artificial sunlight. It was truly horrific to behold. I was the one that had pulled the lever of his death sentence.
Do you know how hard it was to capture that patient? What were you thinking?
We have what we need, Elijah. Serum A Variant 12 is a success. A creature like that does not deserve a cure. It's a plague upon mankind, and Progenix is all about curing the diseased. I merely did the world a favor in destroying it.
I knew there was something more about you, Dr. Roberts. It appears you've passed the test. Miss Hartman will be ecstatic to hear about the breakthrough made this night. Well done.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Soon, we both shall make them burn.
As I listened to Elijah and Bellatrix's encouragement, the only thing I could think of was how I had just killed someone. Something. What scared me most of all was coming to the realization of how intertwined life and death truly are. In one single experiment, I created something that will save billions at the expense of one being's life. Deep down, I knew he would not be the last. There was no turning back. No digging my way out of this hole to the ground above now. I was trapped beneath the weight of my actions. I was trapped without air. Trapped forever. Within Division Zero.
trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 10, The Test. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. Additional voice actors include Emily Salzer and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.